Chapter 2, An Essential Work for This Time. God's perspective to become our perspective. Oh, that we might see the needs of these cities as God sees them. At such a time as this, every hand is to be employed. The Lord is coming, the end is near, yea, it hasteth greatly. In a little while we shall be unable to work with the freedom that we now enjoy. Terrible scenes are before us, and what we must do quickly. 1909. Many carry no burden for souls. The large cities should have been worked just as soon as the churches received the light, but many have carried no burden for souls, and Satan, finding them susceptible to his temptations, has spoiled their experience. God asks his people to repent, be converted, and to return to their first love, which they have lost by their failure to follow in the footsteps of the self-sacrificing Redeemer. 1909. Too little attention given to cities. Behold the cities, and their need of the gospel. The need of earnest laborers among the multitudes of the cities has been kept before me for more than 20 years. Who are carrying a burden for the large cities? A few have felt the burden, but in comparison with the great need and the many opportunities, but little attention has been given to this work. 1909. Work for cities far behind God's plan. The importance of making our way in the great cities is still kept before me. For many years the Lord has been urging upon us this duty, and yet we see but comparatively little accomplished in our great centers of population. If we do not take up this work in a determined manner, Satan will multiply difficulties which will not be easy to surmount. We are far behind in doing the work that should have been done in these long neglected cities. The work will now be more difficult than it would have been a few years ago. But if we take up the work in the name of the Lord, barriers will be broken down, and decided victories will be ours. Earnest prayer and effort needed for cities. We carry too light a burden in behalf of souls unsaved. There never was a time when the world needed us more than it needs us now. All about us are cities unwarned. Souls are perishing, and what are we doing? We need to have a burden for these souls, such as many of us have never experienced. We do not half believe these truths. If we did, there would be seen more praying and more diligence in trying to carry these truths to the inhabitants of the cities of our land. God is now calling upon us to open up a strong work in the cities. Cities to be worked without delay. The message that I am bidden to bear to our people at his time is, work the cities without delay, for time is short. The Lord has kept this work before us for the last 20 years or more. A little has been done in a few places, but much more might be done. I am carrying a burden day and night, because so little is being accomplished to warn the inhabitants of our great centers of population of the judgments that will fall upon the transgressors of God's law. Message to be given quickly. The Lord has shown me that there is a work to be done in the cities that is scarcely entered upon. This question of the work in the cities is to become a living question with us. We must not now lay plans for a long, extended work. The message is to be carried quickly. The long delay in carrying out the instruction of the Lord regarding work in the cities has made the work of reaching all classes more difficult. The work must be undertaken at once, and the Lord calls for consecrated laborers who will engage in earnest effort according to the light he has given. Workers needed everywhere. Wherever the people of God are placed, in the crowded cities, in the villages, or among the country byways, there is a home mission field, for which a responsibility is laid upon them by their Lord's commission. In every city or settlement where Christians meet to worship God, there are men and women and children to be gathered into the fold. Many have never heard a discourse on God's word. Salvation to be offered city inhabitants. I feel the deepest anxiety as I consider the cities that are yet unworked. Day and night the burden is upon me. The cities must be worked without delay. The message of present truth must be carried to those who have not heard it. This salvation is for the inhabitants of the unworked cities. Time is rapidly passing into eternity, and these cities have as yet scarcely been touched. There is a power that the Spirit of God can impart to truth. As light is flashed into the mind, a conviction will take hold of hearts that will be too powerful to resist. Message to convict hearers. In our large cities, the message is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. God will raise up laborers for this work, and His angels will go before them. Let no one hinder these men of God's appointment. Forbid them not. God has given them their work. Let the message be given with so much power that the hearers shall be convinced. Satan pleased that thousands still in darkness. Thousands of people in our cities are left in darkness, and Satan is well pleased with the delay, for this delay gives him opportunity to work in these fields with men of influence to further his plans. Can we now depend upon our men in positions of responsibility to act humbly and nobly their part? Let the watchman arouse. Let no one continue to be indifferent to the situation. There should be a thorough awakening among the brethren and sisters in all our churches. City evangelism's mighty results not yet witnessed. There is no change in the messages that God has sent in the past. The work in the cities is the essential work for this time. When the cities are worked as God would have them, the result will be the setting in operation of a mighty movement such as we have not yet witnessed. As a people, we are not half awake to a sense of our necessities and to the times in which we live. Wake up the watchman. Our first work should be to search our hearts and to become reconverted. We have no time to lose upon unimportant issues. Co-workers with Christ in the cities. Privilege to be co-workers with Christ. The work of imparting that which he has received will constitute every member of the church a laborer together with God. Of yourself you can do nothing, but Christ is the great worker. It is the privilege of every human being who receives Christ to be a worker together with him. 1900. Called to work in harmony with Christ, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. It is not for the professing believer to sit down and take life easily, as though there were nothing to be done. There is a great work to be accomplished, and everyone who attains unto eternal life is to cooperate with Jesus Christ. Neither pray I for these alone, the Savior said, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Ministers and people are included in these words. All are to be one, even as Christ was one with the Father. There can be no perfection in division. Those who believe in Jesus Christ will be one in their interest for the souls who are perishing out of Christ. The fact is that we have lost sight of our individual responsibility, and we need to take it up in the name of the Lord. When this prayer of Christ's is answered for His people in this age, when this unity exists among Seventh-day Adventists, there will be a tremendous influence going forth from them to the world. Reformations will take place. First in our own ranks, and then in those for whom we labor, will be seen the transformation of character for which Christ so earnestly prayed. My brethren and sisters, let us study to know what is the work devolving upon us individually. You have something to do for those who are around you, and for those afar off. We have no right to devote all our means for the enjoyment of our present life. We have no right to spend dollars to glorify and indulge self. The judgments of God that are coming upon the earth are certainly not far off, and we should be up and doing our part. As we consider what Christ has suffered for us, we should seek to come into a position of self-denial and self-sacrifice, that we may help in the salvation of the souls that are in peril of everlasting destruction. We can have no excuse to offer to God for neglect of this work. Are we getting ready for the judgment? Are we preparing to meet the Lord? There is a work to be done for those who are afar off and for those who are nigh. We are to enter cities and towns and villages that have been left without the message of warning for these last days. We do not realize how near we are to the end of this earth's history. We do not realize the value of the souls for whom Christ gave His precious life. We need to put on the robe of Christ's righteousness and work in harmony with Him, in harmony with His ministers, in harmony with all who truly believe the truth for this time. Partners with God in saving humanity. It is the grace of God which leads us to obey the law of God, the transcript of the divine character. It is a knowledge of Christ Jesus which we should cultivate to the uttermost of our power in order that we may be doers of His word. Will we make Jesus glad? Will we cause rejoicing among the angels of God? We can do so by cooperating with God in seeking and saving that which was lost. Shall we not cooperate with heavenly angels in the work of saving fallen humanity? Workers to be encouraged. City workers need encouragement. Those who are engaged in the difficult and trying work in the cities should receive every encouragement possible. Let them not be subjected to unkind criticism from their brethren. We must have a care for the Lord's workers who are opening the light of truth to those who are in the darkness of error. We have a high standard presented before us. Not to become discouraged. God's messengers in the great cities are not to become discouraged over the wickedness, the injustice, the depravity, which they are called upon to face while endeavoring to proclaim the glad tidings of salvation. The Lord would cheer every such worker with the same message that He gave to the Apostle Paul in wicked Corinth: "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." Let those engaged in soul-saving ministry remember that while there are many who will not heed the counsel of God and His word, the whole world will not turn from light and truth, from the invitations of a patient, forbearing Savior. In every city, filled though it may be with violence and crime, there are many who with proper teaching may learn to become followers of Jesus. Thousands may thus be reached with saving truth and be led to receive Christ as a personal Savior. 1917. Not to undo work God calls others to do. We should educate ourselves after the divine order, that we may not tear down but build up the interests of humanity. The workers must not draw apart. They will have to meet discouragements from without, and not one who claims to be making up the breach in the law of God, of building up the old waste places, restoring the foundations of many generations, should be found undoing the work that God has set His workmen to accomplish in different branches of His cause. Beware of those who try to discourage city evangelism. Our sinful condition of lukewarmness has been coming on for years. We are far behind in following the instructions given to enter the cities and erect memorials for the cause of present truth. For many years the instruction has been repeated to us regarding the work to be done in the cities, yet there seems to be a death-like slumber upon many ministers and people. There are a few who have been doing all in their power, but the burden of this work has not been borne upon the hearts of our people. They are not urged to cooperate, and to set in order the things that remain, that are ready to die. There are some who have not accepted the messages God has sent, and these have sown the seeds of unbelief until tares have sprung up and multiplied. Those who have stood directly in the way of the work of God for the past 15 years are not to be sustained or given influence. Lack of encouragement and support displeases God. Let us thank the Lord that there are a few laborers doing everything possible to raise up some memorials for God in our neglected cities. Let us remember that it is our duty to give these workers encouragement. God is displeased with the lack of appreciation and support shown our faithful workers in our large cities. Satan tries to discourage city workers. As you look upon the cities, so full of iniquity, Satan will tell you that it is impossible to do the many good. The cities are sadly neglected. You will never know the value of the pearl until you seek earnestly to find it.